Your name? Sandra L.
How do you spell your first name?
S-O-N-D-R-A.
L?
L.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
And your address?
Cotters, Ferry Road.
And? Name of this community?
The community is named Red Chute.
Where is that?
Oh, well, that's more or less where I live, but this, you can consider this as a new town community.
What's your mail, the name of the town?
Oh, Marshall, Texas.
Uh-huh. Where is Red Chute? I've never heard of it.
That's on the other side of this little store right here, McConnell's grocery store. Now, I live maybe about 6 or 7 blocks down from that, and that's called Red Chute. I guess all this area back in here is called Newtown. That's why I was thinking you want the section.
Uh-huh.
Like some places that we have called, part of the city called Sunny South. That's where the majority of the blacks stay.
Uh-huh.
And we have a section called Bel Air. And
called what?
Bel Air.
Uh-huh.
And Port Caddo. There are different names.
How big is Red Chute?
It may have close to 100 residents in it. It could be comprised of 2 or 3 blocks, I would say. And then when you get on the other side, Newtown, which may have more, maybe about 250 to 300 residents in that area. Then we have Greek Addition, Scott's Addition. Those are where more blacks stay in Marshall. And then we have, there are different sections. I can't think of too many places where predominantly white areas are, but the only one I did name was Bel Air. And then you have in the north of Marshall, most of them live out in that area. And
how did Red Chute get that name?
I really don't know how that name came about, but there used to be some kind of rivalry between Red Chute and Sunny South and Newtown. When I was small, maybe about 6 or 7 years old, the teenagers would come. So we all went to this high school here, Pemberton, and they seemed to think their part of town was better than over here. And all up and down University Avenue, that's where most of the well-to-do blacks stay. But we have a new addition, I forgot this was Four Seasons. And that's where a lot of well-to-do blacks live out there. But they would come over and try to start fights and things because we have a community park in the back over on Spring Street, which is about 2 blocks, and they would come down there. And every time that someone in the community would give a dance at the community center down there, the people from the Sunny South would try to come and break it up. That's when I was in elementary. They were really strong then, junior high and high school, but they had sort of gotten away from me when I got in high school. But now you hear nothing about it too much anymore now. But they always want to feel that they were the best in high school and everything, in sports, and they want to lead the community, the people over the Sunny South. And it was really, well, I guess you could say the slum area is over that way too, where poor housing conditions is for blacks, and